We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I texted my buddy out in San Fran, said good luck. He's going to bed because he's got to work tomorrow.
So do you.
I'm just going to go right to the Hillman Show.
You got your lead ready?
This is The Lead.
I hate watching this team.
I trust Christian when it comes to football more than I trust many.
Who's more talented than Christian Ford?
I was really surprised that he does not think that the Patriots need Antonio Brown.
You like whistling through the graveyard. You like waking up in the morning.
Christian, I'm being specific.
Like, doo, 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 doo. Boom. Here comes
I do like whistling to the graveyard. Boom, but that's beside the point.
Boom. Here goes another one. I can't live that way. Me personally,
I can't
I'm
live
not
my life.
Like that.
We're also aware of someone who is in. Accusing him of making a threat against them of violence and who's considering a criminal charge.
Right now.
Now we have an equipment problem with Stephen Vogt's mitt. That's all we need at almost 1 a.m.
Just use it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here at OMF, we got 30 minutes commercial free. Oh, want me to give you some shaky news?
Oh, boy.
Guess who just showed up on the injury list? Wasn't here an hour
Antonio
ago.
Antonio
Just showed up. Nope.
Josh Gordon. Breaking news.
Nope. Tom Brady has a calf injury.
Huh?
Limited participation.
Wow.
Anybody concerned about that?
No.
Don't waste your time.
Well, it is really hard for him to get on the injury report. Because he physically has to go into the training room.
It's hard for me to get hurt.
Get stem, get whatever it is. Yeah. And usually he does it. That's usually an Alex Guerrero thing. Hey, let me have him kind of milk it out and kind of do his... What do you mean? That's his, do his thing.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's...
I wouldn't worry about it. Limited participation. I look at the Jets. Have you seen the Jets?
It's a Wednesday.
Report? Yeah, but half of the guys didn't participate today.
All right, let's look at... They're actually going to put Sam Darnold on. That's fine. C.J. Mosley... He missed last week.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas.
Hamstring. And knee. Yeah.
Coming back from an Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all connected.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry
about the pre.
Matt Lacoste's on there again.
Cannon. Cannon's the one.
You're really worried.
Cannon was close last week, so there's an opportunity he's going to play. And obviously, you got to be concerned with the left tackle, the blind side of Tom Brady. You got to be concerned about that. And
that is their biggest issue moving forward.
Yeah, and maybe
you wonder
so
how
Buffalo
bad
next
teams
week.
Beat
yeah.
good teams.
Yeah,
because you have this crazy situation. You have a assembly line of offensive linemen that have no idea what's going on, and you can credit Dante Scarnecchia all you want, but if the guy's got a one-on-one situation and he physically can't block the other guy, regardless of how much help you give him. I don't care how good you are. You're just dead in the water.
That's the one way to stop a great offense, right? We've seen that before with the Patriots. Go back to the Giants if you want to bring it up, right?
Yeah.
No seven. I mean, it was just pressure on Brady, and the offensive line is a concern. I just think that they'll be able to figure it out. And again, I think they have a lot of guys off the line, whether it's slant to Gordon, whether it's AB off the line, whether it's Julian Edelman off the line.
Quick release.
Even if you're playing man and press coverage, they'll beat them. They got guys that Brady can get rid of the ball quick and not take a 5-7 step drop and sit around the pocket for a while and get hammered.
All right, so we've got a lot of teams right now desperate for quarterbacks, okay? They really need quarterbacks right now. And here's the other one. Teams need backup quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the quarterbacks that are starting in the league are second and third string guys. They were the backups. So guess whose name is popping up everywhere?
Let me guess. Who's on the clock right now? Let me guess who's on the clock.
Tebow. No?
No, Tebow. No, he's doing well for himself. No.
Baseball guy.
Colin Kaepernick.
Huh? No, he's
Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is on the clock again.
Unbelievable. I mean, is this like a fake story that just keeps on coming back?
I want closure with Colin Kaepernick. I want him to have a job.
I don't think he wants closure.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm tired of his people telling us, because he never speaks, of his workouts and how he really wants to play. We haven't heard him say it yet.
Nope.
And how he works out 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and he's in the greatest shape in his life. You know what? I want someone to bring him in. I want him to be a backup quarterback in the NFL. Because whoever that team is, we all know that the, you know, whether it's a guy, team like the Jets, Luke Falk, right, or whatever, or Pittsburgh, or wherever it might be. Because you know that guy's going to go down. Like Rudolph will go down.
Yeah,
I want to see him play football. I want closure. If he plays well, fine. We can talk about how he's blackballed. If he absolutely sucks, maybe people will then shut up. So I just want it over with. I want him in the NFL. I want someone to sign him.
Okay, here's my thing, and I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to agree and actually compliment Chris Curtis for making an excellent point this morning.
Is there another Chris Curtis? I don't know. When you said Curtis made a good point, I figured it couldn't be our Chris Curtis.
Yeah, he is.
You're
in
test
one.
After really? The show. Wow.
You're in test.
You all right?
Wow. Well, listen, just they had the morning show, so he got to see it first. He got to say it first, but I feel like I agreed with him because I was thinking it all along.
So you're stealing his material.
No, I'm like giving him credit for saying it first.
Lyle Cannoy.
The fact is that Colin Kaepernick does not really want to play in the league.
Oh.
He's more concerned with his brand. You guys know his brand would be hurt if he goes back to the NFL. If he actually plays and he proves everyone who said he couldn't play right, it's better to be mysterious. It's better to give the illusion that you want to play to further push the narrative that they're keeping you out. Even though you've already filed a complaint, you've already won money for a collusion case. So his agent and all the people around him keep pushing his name out there. Oh, he works at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, he's in the best shape of his life. Let me tell you, you guys are all a bunch of suckers. He does not want to play in the NFL. If he really wanted to play, there was multiple opportunities for him to prove that he belonged in the NFL.
Now he wants to. He said he's willing to be, according to his people.
Oh, now he is.
Again, he's willing to be a backup.
I love how you say that, right? Not you, but yeah. I love how people say that. Oh, he's willing. Right. Now he's willing to be a backup.
He was last year in the league.
Yeah. So let me just kind of correct everybody. Right. He doesn't want to be a starter. He doesn't want all this money. Hey, he's willing. Just to be a backup so he can get his foot in the door and he's able to compete. You don't have to pay him $10 million a year. You can pay him veteran minimum, which is like $1 million.
All right, so do you think a team calls, then I guess a team would call his bluff and want to bring him in, see what he does?
I just want a team
to sit there and say, we're going to give you an opportunity. I want to hear a report how Team X called up his agent and said, yeah, we want to bring you in for a workout.
He says no.
And he doesn't do it. He's like, I don't know what more you want from me. I mean, do you want to play or not? We're willing to bring you in. I just want closure. I want someone then, if it's your scenario, then to call his bluff.
All right, so if you
whatever, don't, I don't care.
In.
Anything.
Why? Hey, listen, guys work out on Mondays and Tuesdays. Forget about Monday and Tuesday. Every team brings players in all the time. It's just for a look-see.
Bring them in.
Just for a look-see. Hey, let me see what's up. Make sure you write them down. If we do get an injury at left guard or right tackle or defensive tackle, this guy's first on our list.
Yes.
I guarantee you, somebody had called him. Let me just kick the tires on Colin Kaepernick. Why would he do it? It makes no sense. It's better for his brand to be the guy that nobody wants.
Be the activist. He's
yeah,
better being
be
the activist.
Right.
He's better being the symbol out there.
Yeah.
Of exactly. I'm gonna take a knee and I'm gonna
he'll
stand
lose
up
it
for
if
the,
he comes back
for the injustice in this country. So here are some of the quarterbacks that are currently in the league right now: Brandon Allen, Kyle Allen. Raise your hand if you recognize any of them. Matt Barkley. There's one. Kurt Benkert. David Blau.
Who is that?
Tim Boyle.
Who is that?
Jake Dolgala.
Who is that?
David Fales, who just got that? A job, by the way. He's back. He's the backup in Miami. Garrett Gilbert.
He was at Texas.
Oh, is it? That's
he was
right.
at Texas for a while.
Oh, Mike Glennon.
And then at SMU.
Mike Glennon. That's a guy that once collected $16.5 million
Tweety
for
Bird.
One season.
A tall Tweety Bird.
Right. Ryan Griffin, Chad Henne, Devlin Hodges, Brett Hundley. Chad Kelly was in the league. He just got cut about an hour ago. DeShone Kizer, Sean Marion, Trace McSorley, Matt Moore, Nate Peterman.
Matt Moore is still in the league.
Yeah, Easton Stick.
Jeez.
What a name for a football player.
Who
Easton
stink?
Stick. Stick.
Yeah.
Last name is Stick. First name is Easton. Nate Sudfeld and Alex Tanney. Blake Bortles, another one that's these guys are in the freaking league. So if I don't think a team wants him because I do believe he's blackballed. I don't think a team wants him as a backup quarterback because he's too much of a distraction.
Okay, wait, but
too much of a distraction.
Okay, I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's being blackballed. I think the league is on to him. I think they were on to him beforehand, but even more so now. He's just using the NFL. He constantly plays up the same situation, the same story. And here's the thing. It's never him. Why has he not talked to anybody? It's better, you know what?
Because
it's better if he's mysterious. It's better if everyone else creates their own narrative because it always helps him.
No, you're right.
But it's ridiculous, but the fact that everybody's a bunch of frauds. They've all been hoodwinked. They have all been taken for a ride.
You know what he is? He is the face of the cause, but he is not the substance of the cause.
Yeah. He's not, that's more like it.
And he's not saying anything. So he's not out there.
Why? He doesn't need to.
No, activists, but activists do. If you're
not anymore.
Apparently
new
not.
Way of,
apparently
new,
not.
New form of activists.
Apparently not.
It's a you new, don't have to say anything.
It's a new society, okay?
Don't you think that's part of his agenda, his plan, his strategy? Hey, you don't need to say anything. All you have to do is sit back and smile, let them fight amongst themselves.
Christian,
and
it's,
you
just, it's working for him.
So then why? Do you think his agent is actually being honest and truthful?
According to Stephen A. Smith, he claims that Kaepernick's camp has contacted the Steelers, the Jets, and the Saints, three teams that absolutely need a quarterback. Right?
He says, I've been told he has contacted
the Steelers.
Yeah, he's contacted the Steelers. Essentially, they're not interested. That's what he says. They've contacted the Jets. No word on them yet. They've contacted the Saints. They didn't even get their phone calls returned.
And for the record, that's not even fair. Give me another quarterback that's been out of the league for 3 years, who is like, and then show me that guy's agent. And what do you think those teams are? They returning the phone call? Wait, you've been on the league for 3 years. Right now we're good. We've moved on.
Didn't we see
you don't have anybody. Trevor Siemian is got hurt. Luke Falk is your
Trevor
starter.
Siemian is an example. He was out for a while, right?
Josh McGowan. Don't even use Josh McGowan because he was actually playing on teams and constantly working. He always had a job.
Nine teams.
So he went to ESPN for a hot minute and they called him out. Guys do it all the time. Yeah. He wasn't out of the league long enough so he would actually be hurt by it. So to me, it's such a gimmick. It's such a big game. Yeah. And they're all just – so Stephen A. – are we really going to believe Stephen A. Smith?
See, I think this is
– he gets everything wrong.
Well, Chan Gailey's still interested in him.
Yeah, Chan Gailey.
I think this is
– Hunter Henry and him are throwing passes together.
I he got hurt again, by the way.
I know. That's my point. He's hurt.
Does Stephen A. know that? I would agree with you that I think that is a possibility. That this is all a ruse. This is just to keep the name in the lights for a little bit.
He's gonna be 50 because, years old. Right. I called the Carolina Panthers. Really, they still don't want me.
He wants to be an activist.
No duh.
And let's face it. If he went out and let's say tried to play football and he didn't go and take a knee before the game this Sunday, let's say he got picked up by the Jets, backup quarterback. What would happen if he did not take a knee?
Yeah,
that
but you
would
know,
severely
you know,
damage yes, his image.
His supporters would say, well, you blackballed him in 3 of his prime years of his career. I mean, you can't take 3 years off and expect this. You got to give him more of an opportunity. I mean, people would still defend him. But I agree, Christian. Maybe
you're actually agreeing with Curtis.
Well, Curtis, I agree that it would hurt his brand, and he may be better off staying away. Personally, though, I just want closure. That's all. Okay. I want someone to call him. I want someone to bring him up. I want someone to put him as their backup quarterback. I want that starter to go down, and I want to see him play football.
Okay.
So I just want to end it.
Lou, how long do we have to go through this and deal with this?
Well, this is the problem.
How long do we have to sit there and
still
play this game? Oh, every year. What? He still wants to play? You know what? Hey, Lou, so do I. I would love to. What? I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. And I'm almost 50. Yeah. I would, you know what? I call the Pittsburgh Steelers. I call this the L.A. Chargers.
Not elite,
I feel like
but, you
he's
know,
getting
but
so
good.
Much mileage out of this. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And the people
so end
just
it.
Buy into it.
So end
they
it.
Get sucked into it.
So end it.
He'll no, never but, do it. Lou, you know he'll never do it.
But you know what?
No, I know. Probably never. So let's find
so
out.
So let's just say somebody's got to call his bluff.
So
that's
well,
what,
that's
need to do.
What I'm
call
saying.
Call his bluff.
If you're the league, though, wouldn't you sit there and kind of hint it to certain teams out there saying, hey, offer him $1 million and see if he minimum. That's your minimum.
Yeah,
see
get him off our back.
See if he'll come in as
yeah, if they don't believe he wants to play.
Right, exactly.
And just see what happens.
Right. You got a quarterback, you don't have to play.
Yeah, but
him.
That team says, okay, what if he says yes? Isn't then, it up to us to whether we want him or not?
Right.
So I mean, you know, I understand both sides of that. So I'm sure there's some people that sit there and say, yeah, I'd love for someone to offer a team. Okay, your team? Well, not my team, but somebody else.
Somebody else's, yeah.
You know?
It's just
to see what he does.
It's so disingenuous. Oh, yeah, I contacted a couple teams. They haven't gotten back to me. And they're, dude, how many years have to go by for us to kind of put this to bed? You've been out of the league for 3 years. Sam! Nobody wants you. Nobody wants. It's over, dude. It's over. Like your 15 minutes is gone. It's Dunsky.
He's got people that are calling for a boycott of games if he doesn't.
Oh my God!
So get ready,
please.
For,
of course.
Okay. So with all the quarterbacks going down with injuries, and the fact that there are not only backup jobs available right now, but there are actually starting jobs available.
Yeah, you got practice squad guys starting. Luke Falk, and you got backup guys coming off of the streets. Right. I mean, the kid down in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Like, Foles is done. Did anybody know who's backing up Minshew down in Jacksonville?
No.
There you go.
No.
Well, then, if you just want a body... I mean, so what benefit do you have by bringing Colin Kaepernick in?
You don't, because
he's
a distraction.
Hey, you know, how about Robert Griffin III? Go grab him.
Hmm? So, no, but there's a big difference. You can grab Robert Griffin III, and you'll get some people.
Johnny Manziel. No, grab him. He wants to be in the league still.
No, but here's the difference.
He's in the best shape of
his
life.
But if you bring in this guy, Kaepernick, you're going to get not only the sports media, CNN, MSNBC, you're going to get all the news people, because he's not just a football player. He's well beyond that to the public. So it creates a major distraction for you out there. Major distraction.
It's just one big giant game. Right. They're playing, and people allow him to get mileage out of it. They buy into it. He gets support. Yeah, tell him, yeah. Oh, the Jets don't want him. Yeah, boycott the Jets.
Here you go.
Oh, the Steelers, boycott the Steelers.
You should know this for you. The Jags backup is some guy called Joshua Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs. Oh, Josh from Tennessee.
So Jacksonville traded. Who's the guy from Pittsburgh? Didn't they trade for that guy?
What's this?
Didn't Jacksonville trade for a guy from Pittsburgh? Their third string quarterback? I don't even know. Tyler, you talking
to me. Tyler,
you're a Jacksonville guy.
I'm grabbing the mic. That is Josh Dobbs. They traded a fifth round pick for Dobbs.
Oh, was
that
right?
Dobbs.
Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still got that college knowledge.
Look at that. Look at
wow,
you.
Wow, it's amazing.
Dan Olofsky, is he still around the league? He's still around the league.
Who's backing up the Jets?
What about Matt Hasselbeck? Hey, let's call him.
Well, who'd they just call in to back up the Jets? Who'd they bring in to back up this guy, Falk? Because he's going to get killed.
They brought somebody.
Yeah, he's not going to last.
He ain't lasting. I tell you what, that's another prop bet. He ain't lasting the game.
No.
That backup quarterback, whoever the hell they just brought in, will be the quarterback in the fourth quarter.
It wasn't the Indianapolis Colts 1 year. I think they went through like 8 quarterbacks. Oh, no, it was Cleveland. Clipboard Jesus.
They
went through like 10 different quarterbacks because guys either kept getting hurt. How about Terrell Pryor? He used to play quarterback at Ohio State. They moved into – he turned into a wide receiver in the pros. You could, you know, convert him back to a quarterback again.
So what they're basically saying is with all of the quarterbacks down and so many openings out there, starters and backup, if Colin Kaepernick –
best time ever.
Right. If Colin Kaepernick can't get a job this weekend, if some team is not going to sign him this weekend,
then
forget about it.
I'm good. Bring him in. I'm good.
And they'll do it again next year. I said last year he was in the best shape of his life. No, this year he's 33. He's definitely in the best shape
I'm going to bet that no team is going to take a shot on him this week. No team. Zero team.
David Fails is the Jets backup quarterback.
Who?
David Fails is now the Jets backup quarterback. Yeah.
So when it
just hit me, just came to
so when it fails with Falk, you go with Fails, right?
Yes, Falk and Fails. Fails will end this game for the New York Jets.
Oh, my Lord.
You know what? Le'Veon Bell might. Right? He was the backup the other night to Falk at the end of that game.
Yeah, he's the backup.
Both those guys might get killed.
I'm sorry.
I actually like that bet. I don't think Luke Falk makes it.
No, he doesn't.
And I will say this, and people, just looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers could have a franchise quarterback and Mason Rudolph. I mean, if you didn't watch him, I like him a lot. And look what he did in that short period of time. He was like 12 of 19 or 15 for 19. He's got a lot of Patrick Mahomes in him. Same system, air raid system. Not going to say he's Patrick Mahomes, but the guy's is not afraid of anything. And he's used to slinging it. And let's not act like he doesn't have any weapons. I mean, we're not talking about the Jets or the Jaguars. I mean, he's got a ton of great talent. And that's going to bode well for him.
See, I think that's the story in Pittsburgh, that because
Rudolph is taking Ben Roethlisberger's job.
Okay, so if he goes out there.
He's got Tommy John, for Christ's sake. Yeah, he's going to miss part of next year as well.
So if he goes out there and has a real good season, that may be it for Ben Roethlisberger. You're right. He may take over, because if Roethlisberger comes back and he can't play at the beginning of next year, which is a possibility, as you just mentioned.
Oh, yeah, halfway through the year next year,
okay.
Maybe.
So guess what? What's he going to be at that time? How old is he going to be at that time?
He'll probably start next year on PUP. yep. and be eligible to play whatever it is. Week
but nobody's yeah, got this, more talent this than might Ben
be No, this might be the end of it, though.
Nobody's got more talent. Please. Brady would love to have
and
his
plus,
talent.
You know what? He's going to
be
That may be
a controversy. Yeah, he will be fat. That may be a controversy in Pittsburgh.
Tom Brady, hey, man, would you rather take Ben Roethlisberger's tools? And Tom's won a lot in everything. No, he's been like, yes, his physical skills.
Oh, my God.
I would love Ben Roethlisberger's helmet filled with a bunch of nickels. I'd be a millionaire. How about that?
All right, let me get to some of these phone calls. Here's Marvin Marvin Salem. Hello, Marv. All right, things not working here. Hit it up, Ryan. Marv. Good, Marv.
What? Hi, how are you?
What's good, up? Marv.
Well, good.
Good. Mike, is it possible that Antonio Brown negotiated with this girl for a certain period of time, knowing that he was never going to pay her, but continued to negotiate until the statute of limitations came up on the criminal charge?
Wow. So, in other words, he was legally astute, and he figured it all out. He looked at the calendar.
His lawyers told her, string her out until that's
very
up.
Nice.
Then all she'll be able to come at you with is a civil suit.
Yeah, but the lawyers might have figured this out. Yeah, I would say, yeah. Is that a possibility? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I mean, the one charge that you can still be criminally charged for, however, is rape.
Still alive.
In Miami, right?
Yeah.
But that's in Miami. Yeah. Okay. That's in Miami. But in the Pittsburgh one, he played her along and it worked.
Well, as far as legal charges go, the civil suit's still out there. I mean, yeah, maybe. Yeah, you want to give him that much credit. I've read the emails. I don't think he's
I don't give him
his lawyer. His lawyer might have figured it out.
His lawyer did it.
Yeah, but how long? And we don't know.
Remember now, he's not on the exempt list because it isn't a criminal charge.
Yep. Okay. See, that's actually a concern. Is that her lawyer is like, they're not going to put him on the exempt list, the civil suit. You know, and then she sits down and meets with him. I don't know if the league says, we really can't do anything to this guy in a civil suit. And she says, okay, I'll stick it to him. I'll charge him for that rape. I'll make it a criminal charge. Now what are you going to do?
Now you're just exposing yourself to what the reality and the truth of your intentions
really
are.
All right, you tell me. She comes out of this and says, fine, statute of limitations in Pennsylvania. She knows all of it as well. Fine, that one in Miami's still alive, right? Okay. All right, I'm going to charge him criminally. Let's go through the process. Let's do an investigation. Now what to do with Antonio Brown? What do the league do then? Do they sit there and say, the timing in which you're going about this looks shady? Sure. Okay, it does. But I got a criminal rape charge against one of your players in your league. What are you going
to
do?
So what does she get out of it other than sticking it to him?
She's a spiteful woman.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, you're talking about you haven't seen that before?
No, I've seen it before.
You've both been divorced.
I've seen it before.
It's true. Similar situations.
I'm just saying, right?
Both happily remarried.
Oh, yeah,
both happily
remarried.
Both of us. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But it seems to me that with with her looking for $1.6, if that part of it is true, $1.6 million to build this gym that she wanted to build or whatever.
Who knows?
Wouldn't it make more sense for her to string it out and try to see if she can get the money out of him? I don't know.
So you do both.
Well, let me ask you. I got a question for you. Do you guys believe that Brittany Taylor and her attorney actually sat down with the NFL for 10 hours? Do you think they actually even met with them?
Yes.
Yeah. For 10 hours, yeah. But there was downtime.
I don't know what you're talking about for 10 hours.
Well,
but
you know why? Because, first of all, these stories and, gossip and stuff usually gets leaked from these interviews. We have not heard or seen one thing that came out of that interview.
So my guess is...
Not one thing.
So my guess is...
And you don't even know if Antonio Brown spoke or talked to him.
We do not know that. And the Patriots are not going to reveal that. And if it was going to happen, you would have thought it would have happened yesterday, Tuesday, when he's off. Because today he has to be at practice. Tomorrow, practice. Friday, practice, right? Saturday, meetings. Have to be around. And a game on Sunday. So you would think he would have met yesterday and we've heard nothing. So the 10 hours is thrown out there. And who knows whether it's accurate or not. But it's not 10 nonstop hours. It's we're taking a break. It's a lunch break. We're taking a coffee break. Even if it was breaks.
Even if it was 6 or 7 hours with a 3 or 4 hour break in between.
So a lot.
That is a lot. I mean, 6, 7 hours sitting down with this woman?
What are you talking about?
I almost feel like the league threw that number out there, lets you know they took it serious.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and they included travel time, break time, you know what I mean? Bathroom breaks.
Hey, listen, it was a serious investigation. We sat down with her for 10 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
What the hell did you talk about for 10 hours?
You
sounds to me.
She was in
it's
fifth
about
grade.
2 hours worth of stuff to go over.
So was it a good sign for Antonio Brown in that the league didn't do anything today?
Could be.
They had all day today. They had until 5 o'clock, apparently, to put him on the exempt list. We have heard nothing about him being on the exempt list. You've got to give 3 days notification. So it looks like he's going to play Sunday's game, though, as you point out, Christian, they don't need him. And they don't in this game.
Are you going to keep doing this?
Are you going to keep doing this and removing
the context?
Yep. Yes.
Because you keep
along.
Removing
yep.
the context.
I'm
going to let you have that
you're
one.
Gonna, you're gonna
I'm
going
to allow
gonna
you
gonna
to
die
use
for
it
that
because
end.
You don't. Listen, I already. Shut up.
but could it be that the league sat down, they gave her the opportunity to talk and talk and talk and talk, and in the end of it, they came up and said, not enough there. Because we pointed out that Bill Belichick on Tuesday, yesterday, extremely giddy with the media.
With everybody.
I mean, giddy. Now, he was in a good mood with us on Monday, but not like the way he was with the media on Tuesday. Do we have some of that stuff, Ryan? I mean, he's thanking guys for asking questions.
Well, I mean, it's you could say, you know, the first opinion was that, oh, it's because the Jets suck and he knows he's going to beat them. He did a trade with the
that's
Jets
always
the first
part of, that's always part of him and his personality. He hates the Jets. But this
– I think you may be on to this.
I almost get the feeling that – he got some good news. Maybe Robert Kraft called him up and said, hey, we checked in with the league. There's no real problem here with AB. But listen to him with the media yesterday.
How do you balance the amount of special team snaps that he can also maintain?
Yeah, Doug, that's a good question.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How much does the coaching staff have to take into account the different strengths of those offensive linemen when they're shifting around the offensive line?
That's a great question, Mike.
Did it surprise even you to be in conversations with the Jets?
That's a great question.
Do hockey players get turfed on?
That's a good question.
You're welcome. I tell you what. Hey, Christian.
Thanks.
Christian,
you're welcome.
Christian, let's put a little bet for dinner.
You're welcome.
Do you think Lou can get one thank you or you're welcome out of Bill on Monday?
No, because I would never say thank you. Who the hell asked him thank you? Hey, I'm going to ask him a question. Bill, what do you think about this? He's going to answer. I'm going to go, thank you.
TJ Watt had a
who
big
says thank you in an interview? Football team. Who was that? Thank you for answering my question, coach.
Yeah, maybe it's just like a whole new vibe over there.
No, it's not a new vibe. It's
much
either,
appreciated. Thank you.
It's
you're
either
welcome.
He's licking his chops. He knows he's got the Jets.
There's no landmines. Maybe he feels like
you know what, Glenn? I think he might be onto something. He also might have just got word from the NFL that Antonio Brown's fine.
Yeah.
In all of this, don't worry about it. He's playing.
Right. Yeah, because why are they not? Why have they not interviewed?
That's what I think.
Why have they not interviewed Antonio Brown? Because my point is like, what's the rush to interview Antonio Brown? Why would they need to hurry up and fast track an interview with Antonio Brown?
Because of what she said was really bad.
So they're not asking easy questions. They're asking really difficult questions to her. All right? And if she's not supplying the answers,
well, her story seems pretty legit.
Yeah, it's right.
Okay, but how about this? How about the fact that...
Because obviously she said some bad things about him, right? I mean, she's accusing him of rape, for God's sakes. So, I mean, that's going to be a tough discussion. But, you know, and back and forth, you know, they have their own investigators, and you know, maybe they lack consistency in her story.
But wouldn't you want to formulate a plan to try to expose Antonio Brown as a liar? Wouldn't you want to try and get him in like a pickle, a verbal pickle, where he's kind of contradicting himself?
No, if I'm the league,
because that would be the only way you'd be able to get the real information.
But Christian, you don't want bad things for your star players in the league because it just looks bad. Okay?
Yeah, but you want you. Still, like I know, but got, you're, this you know. Isn't something that's going to be leaked.
No,
I mean,
no,
you just want to know for yourself.
No, but I think when you sit down with her, you want to find out if she's got a legitimate case against him, if she's got legitimate stuff, okay? And give us any other text you've got. Give us any other email, any other correspondence you've got, any voicemail, stuff like that. I'm sure they're asking her for all that stuff, asking her attorneys to bring that stuff to them so that they can really establish, do we have a fear of our player, our employee, doing something really, really bad?
Yeah, and to that point, if it was bad, if it was a consistent story, if it was believable, they might have sat there and said, "Oh boy, you know we're going to put Antonio Brown in the exempt list right now."
Exactly.
And demand that because he's on the exempt list, listen, this is serious. We need you down here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We need to hear your side of it.
Right.
And we're going to go from there because that was real bad. Now, that was a couple days ago. Yeah. We haven't heard that yet.
But I would say this. If Bill was giddy because he did get good news that Antonio Brown is okay in this situation, I would still worry about what's around the next corner because who knows what is going to pop up next. But I'll still argue the point, as I did yesterday with the big fella over here. I still think it's worth it because you want to have as many great players, good players, as you can to win this thing. You never know what's going to happen next. I'm sorry. I'm going with the good players. 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. We get back to the phone calls. Are coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here in OMF at 617-779-7937. To the phone calls, Corey is in Wilmington. Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys. I'm going to make a quick point, and then I'll go ahead and hang up and let you guys discuss it. My thought is, if you're Brittany Taylor, and this is a serious thing to you, and you're making a civil case about how this man raped you, why would you subject yourself to a 10-hour interview and go through this entire process with the NFL when they have ostensibly no power in terms of your legal case? Only it seems like she's just doing this in order to defame, you know, and make his life harder in terms of stuff like that. So I'll just wait and hang out.
I'll ask you a question. Hold on. So if she goes and gives her story to the NFL, and the NFL then, because of her story, puts Antonio Brown on the exempt list or suspends him, you don't think that helps her case?
You know, part of me understands that part of it, but I also think she risks so much in terms of losing this case or losing her credibility and things like that. And I guess my question to you guys is do you think that this might help him in the long run?
Yes.
In terms of he's going to be able to, look at this and say, look, this is what happened. This is, I get to tell my side of the story now instead of this going to the civil case where it's not going to be in the public eye. It's not going to be presented in terms of that stuff.
No, I think Lou brings up the valid point, and
Christian brought it up yesterday.
Yeah, but that's
because all this can do is hurt Antonio Brown, help her case.
So if they put him on the exempt list, remember a civil trial would be a jury trial. More likely than not, that's all you have to do. 51%. That's all you have to have. And I think you could persuade some people in that jury that, oh, my God, the NFL put him on an exempt list. They took him off the field because they were concerned. They thought they took her.
They listened to her.
They heard her
story.
Right.
And they took him off the field.
Yeah. So I think
So when I thought of it that way, the first thing I said, there's no way the NFLPA is going to allow this to happen. They have to know that that's a feather in her cap. Like, indirectly, the league helps her with her case, helps her civil case, and they should not be in the business. So when people go, I don't understand why Christian would not want the NFL to interview her or to rule, that's why.
Right. And I said this to you guys over the last couple of days, that what ends up happening, if nothing happens in this, and he's not put on the exempt list, and we hear nothing, which may very well happen over the next couple of weeks, there are going to be a lot of people out there who will be screaming and yelling and saying, what happened? Why is he still on the field? Okay, because they're reading her complaint, and they're sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. You're going to let him get away with this? That's going to be a problem for the league. Steven is in a car. Next up. Hi, Steven.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Great, Steven.
Good. Now, when you guys were listing the places that his agent reached out to about places he could potentially quarterback, you said that he reached out to Pittsburgh, Kaepernick, New York Jets, yep, and New Orleans, right?
Yes.
Colin Kaepernick. All the obvious ones. Down, yes. Lost. They're starting quarterbacks, yes. Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Oh, not the Jets.
But. Right. And so when you're looking at it, you know, when I think, Lou, you were listing off all these nobodies that are playing quarterback in the NFL, or maybe, Glenn, that was you, but you didn't mention the two guys in New Orleans, because both those guys that they have as backups to Drew Brees are way better than, yeah, Colin Kaepernick is,
Jason,
right?
Hill and Bridgewater
could be an incredible, yes, and Bridgewater is very talented. When you look at the situation in Pittsburgh, you know, Christian was absolutely right. This kid, him and Garrett Minshew, you want to see what those guys can do in Jacksonville and Pittsburgh, because they could take over and be that next guy up. So you don't want to bring in somebody who could bring the circus to town, as Glenn always says, who just might not be worth your time when you have these two kids you'd rather see. And then with the Jets, as I was leaving work, it said something like, what's his name? Sam Darnold guaranteed to come back week 5 after his sickness. So, you know, looking at it, the Jets are the only place that could actually use him where he might be better than what they have right now in Luke F, because I don't want to get kicked off for cussing. But, like, the reality is that they're only going to need someone for 1 week. They got their bye week early. So I just don't see any value in actually bringing him in anywhere. Second, the main injuries on the offensive line are to the tackles. And I know I've complained about this in week past. That's the big story, not the Antonio Brown stuff. But the reality is, Brady only suffers when the offensive line's bad up the middle, right? And as long as Joe Tooney stays healthy, and, you know, Karras, you know, seems like he's doing okay filling in for Andrews, those are the injuries that are more concerning. Typically, he's aware of what's happening when he gets pressured on the sides, and he's able to evade, step up in the pocket, and make quick dump-off passes.
I would agree, because he's got tremendous vision on the outside, and you're right, the rush up the middle, but you do have Ted Karras there. Now, Karras was fine last week, but let's see this one play out. I want to see this one for a few more weeks.
The biggest issue is not the fact that you have injuries. It's having a bunch of injuries at the same position.
Yes.
So tackle, having a bunch of injuries at the tackle position. Like, Tooney's not playing tackle. Karras isn't playing tackle. Shaq Mason damn sure isn't playing tackle.
But your backups are all new. One guy has only been here for a week.
Yeah, so you Newhouse goes from right to left when Isaiah Wynn goes out, and then who's the guy, Corey Cunningham, whatever his name is, goes into right. Okay, what happens if Corey Cunningham gets hurt?
Right.
Who goes in for him?
That's LaCoste.
Does Newhouse go back LaCoste? They weren't really in trouble.
No, I think it's definitely an issue. Mike is in Springfield. Hello, Mike. Mike in Springfield.
That's at Springfield.
Counting you
that's
down,
Springfield.
Brother.
All right, say goodbye.
All right,
goodbye.
Goodbye. We're going to Mike in a car. Hello, Mike. Mike Radio.
Hey, guys. Hi, guys. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you fine, Mike.
Yeah. I don't know if I misunderstood what Lou and Christian just said, but Lou, I don't think the Brittany Taylor thing, I don't think her going to the NFL can help her because of a couple reasons. One, if she gets AB suspended, and by the way, I'm not a big AB fan. I'm not trying to be an apologist. I'm a lawyer listening to this. And if she gets AB suspended, there's a real risk that there's no money for her to recover. So it hurts her in that respect. The other thing is, I think there was a comment about if the NFL suspends him, then that can help her in her case. My take on that is, in federal court, whatever the NFL does is going to be completely inadmissible to try to prove that he did something to her that would support her case. And the third thing is,
and hold on for a second. In a civil case, sure, you can't convince a jury if you include that as part of the testimony that the league took him off the field. They thought he was such a monster, they took him off the field and wouldn't let him play. And by the way, if he goes on the exempt list, he still gets paid, Mike.
And he made Mike. By the way, the last 2 years, he has taken in $30 million from Pittsburgh on that contract from 2017 and 2018.
Think he still has it?
So, you know, even if you take him off the field for a couple of weeks, what do you think his worth is? Now, I still believe that I think he's broke. But, you know, I don't know how that works. Well, he hasn't played in 2 weeks. Okay, he made $30 million the last 2 years. How much money has he made in his career?
70.
Well, that's assuming that the money's there. I can tell you there's been likely been no discovery on whether or not, on what his assets are. Let's assume he doesn't have them. Why
he's got a home worth $6.6 million he said he paid cash for.
Well, who knows? Who knows? Okay. That's a lot of talk. I'd want to make sure that I've done everything I could to preserve assets, and whether he stays on the exempt list or the Pats end up cutting him, we know that there's a lot that can go on there, and she may end up getting what she asked for, which is getting him off the Pats, and then she's going to not have that money to go after, and if that's all he's got, then she's kind of SOL. But on the admissibility thing, when you find that there's a lot of stuff that you think is going to be admissible in a civil case that isn't, especially in federal court, a lot of discretion to the judge. There's a balancing test, prejudice versus probative value. The fact that what the NFL does to him, it really has no bearing before the jury. It can only unfairly prejudice him. It's a different standard. They may have optics, public relations reasons that have nothing to do with the quantum of the evidence. So that's why a judge would say, I don't care what the NFL did to him, okay? If he was convicted of a crime on a higher standard of proof in a court of law when he was represented by counsel, that would be admissible potentially. But the fact that the NFL takes an administrative action against him, no way.
Okay. All right, we take your word for it. Let's go to Mike in Springfield, who's back up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, I just wanted to make a couple of points here. I think that if you listen to Josh Gordon right now, I think he sounds like he's in his own place right now because he's not having the pressure of being the number one person who has to answer all the questions, why he's not doing this, why he's not doing that. And that's because of Antonio Brown.
He's answering the questions, though. He was the guy that they actually brought out to the podium after the game last week.
Well,
nobody else wanted to talk about AB.
He
did.
He sounded a lot better this year than he did last year. He sounded a lot calmer. He's a very, you know, he is the calmest guy I ever heard answering questions in the NFL. He doesn't stutter. He doesn't, you know, run off at the mouth or anything. And another thing I'd like to point up is that Antonio Brown, you remember Dexter Manley?
Yes.
Of the Washington Redskins?
I do remember.
He couldn't read.
Couldn't read or write.
Yes.
He couldn't read or write.
So how Antonio Brown is 31 years old, but he acts like a 12-year-old. If you think about it, he acts like a 12-year-old kid out there trying to get all the attention and stuff. And I think that what's going to happen is that he's just going to just be just like Dexter Manley at the very end.
In front of Congress talking about
Tom Brady is garbage. He can't pick up a first down.
That was sad, though. That was sad.
That was sad.
A big guy like that.
Every day he talks about Tom Brady. I don't like that.
I mean, who the hell knows where Antonio Brown is going to be? I think the Patriots are looking at it saying, all we want to do is get through 16 of these freaking games in the postseason. And then all bets are off. After that, who knows? You know, you win the whole thing. He wins his first ring. It might be the worst thing
to happen. Can you imagine what the Super Bowl would be like? Because even Gronk, they brought up some old stuff about him from college.
Yeah.
It's like everything.
Or wait till he takes home the MVP trophy.
Oy.
Oh, that's going to be. Oh, yeah. He's going to go like 8 catches, 140 yards, 2 touchdowns, and they're going to be like, MVP is Matthew Slater.
Oh, I mean, Mr. Big Fat.
And I'll still say they could have won it without him.
Oh, God.
It just would have been somebody else winning the MVP.
God. Well, why don't you just listen to Curtis in the morning, and then you come to the show in the afternoon with whatever Curtis tells you. Why don't you do that?
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry that Steel I support all the shows and you don't.
I support the show.
You know, You're
just a big meanie.
So, in other words,
So you have this weird thing. Like, I think that you and Greg Hill have this, like, weird, I started sports radio, I've been on the radio longer thing
going.
Well, I have. I'm older, not a feud, I'm older than Greg.
But it's like a, you're both like kind of whipping it out and trying to see who's as long.
I did hear Greg the other day. You know, Greg never paid off that tease because I did hear him the other day say that he had some radio lessons he wanted to teach you.
He was going
to
teach you?
The Padawan is going to teach the master.
A few things that he thinks you need to work on. Terrific. But he never paid it off.
I
he never told
believe
us what it
that
was.
You're going to join. Here, I was listening to OMF yesterday afternoon. I have some pointers for Glenn, by the way, on just kind of like basic radio stuff, which I might share with him.
Wow,
some of the basics.
Wow,
wait, some of the like the basic radio.
Could be a clash of the titans here.
Well, I mean, it's just some kind of some basic things that
more
we
like
do.
Heavyweight.
So naive,
which I may share with him later, but.
Wow! I'm looking forward. So
I have one
Greg
for Greg
Hill.
One for Greg.
Well, what is it?
I think he needs to slow down.
Oh, he talks too fast
when he reads the commercials. Slow it down.
So this, are you looking for plumbing and heating supplies?
Like this guy right here. Like this guy.
What are we talking?
I am curious to know.
Right here. Play more of this, Ryan. This guy
right
here.
What do you mean?
This guy's got it down.
Are you looking for plumbing and heating supplies?
Was that Greg?
Don't fumble away your time and money with those other places. Go to supplyhouse.com.
Listen,
next day delivery,
yes,
industrial low prices, and replacement parts.
Terrific.
I think you can learn a thing or two about.
Yeah, Greg could learn something right there.
Your ads also.
Greg could learn something.
I'm curious to know.
I'm frugal.
What could Greg Hill teach you?
I don't know.
Is this like Rocky and Apollo?
I didn't hear.
I would say this.
Did he come back from the break and actually do it?
No, that was his first failure. He never paid off a tease. That's like Radio 101, though.
Yeah. That's a tip to Greg.
Maybe.
No, you got
to. So this is actually going to happen.
But you're just missing some of the basic radio.
You're missing basic radio. Oh, I love it.
Let me guess. Play the music as long as you can so that you don't really have to talk.
What would
too
you
much.
Teach Greg Hill?
I just gave you one. Another one. Play the
talk
music.
Talk slower.
Just talk
play
slower.
Play the music more.
Play the music more. Absolutely.
Interrupt your co-host.
We're done. Okay.
Interrupt your co-host.
I charge people for this.
Oh, so you're a consultant now. Is that what it is?
That's what I am, baby.
Oh, how much do you charge an hour?
Dunsky.
This guy. Dunsky. He'll be teaching some class in New Hampshire when he retires.
He will be.
Joe Castig was teaching up in New Hampshire. Franklin Pierce College.
So I'm assuming we'll get that tomorrow because Ken and Curtis, I'm sure, will introduce this.
I want him to pay off the tees.
Yeah,
I want to know what these basic radio lessons are that you are apparently not doing.
You know, maybe. He's one of those guys, you know, he thinks, you know, he knows everything. He doesn't want to take any advice from everybody because he thinks he knows everything.
Which one are we talking about? Glenn or Greg?
Glenn. maybe Greg, too.
Maybe in both.
I'm willing to learn.
Well, they're both icons.
Teach me.
I've been doing it for 25, 30 years.
Who actually came first?
Who came first when?
The Greg or the egg? You would be the egg.
I told you I'm older. I'm older than Greg. I already told you that. I'm older than Greg.
So I know, but it doesn't mean you have been in radio longer.
It was me and Marconi.
Maybe he got in when he was
Marconi
younger.
Marconi and I were
maybe
doing
he
it
got
together.
In younger because
two-man
he was more
team.
Talented than
First
you.
First two-man talk team, me and Marconi. This hour's been brought to you by Right Window. Last call next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
And I'm thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Touchdown, the stretch they come!
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car. Help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com. You know the doctor that is suing Antonio Brown because he farted in his face?
Yes. That guy.
Plus he owes him $11,500. Yep. That might be a bigger part of it. Well, Antonio Brown, not shy at all. About an hour ago, he posted on Instagram a back and forth with Dr. Prisk. And they're joking about this. This was from August 28th, 2018. So they're joking about it. So the
because
farting,
it was first released on TMZ.
And they were laughing about it back and forth. So the farting part was not an issue. No. I think the 11,500 is the issue.
So why would the doctor say that? So that's from August 28th. Maybe they were buddies back then. Maybe he didn't have an issue. So now maybe he's trying to create the narrative.
I tell you, that's the pattern. He goes into business with these people. They're all hunky-dory, and then it always falls apart.
So at the time, maybe they were great, and then he's like, yeah, I'm not paying you.
Yep, not paying you. Julian Edelman has one of those new movie times. You know, he's a critic now. Movie time. Yep, here it is.
Welcome to Movie Time, my very own movie review show where I expertly review movies.
Expertly.
Downton Abbey, Last Blood, is an imaginative take on an old classic. John Rambo, played by Sylvester Stallone, violently rampages through a picturesque English countryside during the early 20th century. The truly refined film critic, like myself, knows that the secret to a good movie is the snacks. For Downton Abbey, Last Blood, I'd recommend a buffalo wing.
Oy.
With a spot of tea. Bon appetit.
Where? Are we supposed to be laughing at this?
Delicious?
No, this is supposed to laugh.
And confusing.
I don't know. Check in with Curtis, see if
Curtis is
laughing with this.
Curtis, could you please tell me what you think about this tomorrow?
The Downton Abbey thing, come on. Rambo is up your alley. No,
Rambo? This next Rambo movie is going to suck.
What are you talking about?
He's like 80 years old.
What's wrong with that? A strong guy that can take people out there. It's 80 years old. You don't think that's a...
I'm willing to
that's
believe
a great storyline.
A former prisoner of war, special forces mumbo-jumbo guy, is willing to take on the entire Vietnamese army and rescue three
people. What's wrong with that?
But I'm not willing to accept that when he's 80, they'll
Why
come
not?
To America.
Maybe
and do
his
it.
90s is a stretch, but 80?
Like what's he's got all these booby traps all over his farm.
Oh, we already had Francesa ripping the Giants all pissed off.
I splash it on.
Pissed off because Eli Manning has been sent to the bench, but now he's pissed off at the Jets. You know why? Not because they suck, because of the unis.
Those Jet uniforms are the ugliest uniforms I have ever. If you went out to make an ugly uniform, you couldn't make an uglier uniform than that Jet uniform. That is the ugliest shade of green I've ever seen. Man, that is the worst looking uniform I've ever seen.
Why?
I mean, really? Did the Jets have to pay for this uniform? Did somebody pay them to wear them? Those are the ugliest uniforms I've ever seen. They are dreadful. Get rid of them. And when you play bad in those ugly uniforms, nothing's worse than that. Put a uniform on that you can be happy with. That, you know, show a uniform that's got a little vibrancy to it, a little life to it. That's a dreadful uniform.
What are you talking about? The uniform? I actually like the unis, the Jets unis. I like the helmets a lot. I like
Get them. Rid of them.
It's the team that sucks. Get rid
I
of
mean,
the team.
Really.
The team is your problem. This is the uniform is not the problem.
Dreadful.
All right. We're out of time.
We'll do this tomorrow, maybe.
What is it? I don't even know.
We'll do this tomorrow. Don't even mention it. We'll do it tomorrow.
What is it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, please. God, please.
Stop. Please stop. Please stop.
Get up. Move
you
on.
Had your shot.
Move
please
on.
Stop.
Move on. Like Jerry Thornton. Move on in life. We're going to be back tomorrow after the baseball game. Yeah, we got a treat for you, afternoon baseball. But we'll be on, we promise, after the game. So, you know, just hang in there, and then when the game is over, you tune in, and we'll be on. All three of us will be on. Lose on the game tonight. Have a good night, everybody. Tomorrow after the game.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.